Gosh, it's really difficult to watch a video like that, isn't it?
I don't often become lost for words, but the way that that video just saw those two cars crashing was scarier than just about any sort of way that Hollywood can make it in its fake way of trying to make crashes more exciting. It was super real.
Yes, it's very real. Yes, it is scarier than watching a movie, that's for sure.
Do you, admit it, do you touch your phone while you drive?
Yes. Yeah, I do. I
Yeah,
do.
I'll admit it, I do too.
Yeah.
And I swear, you see something like that and it makes you go, holy cow, and you kind of promise to yourself you'll never do that again after seeing something like that.
Yeah. I think we all make excuses, it won't happen to me, or there's nothing going on around me, the video that we saw there, I'm familiar with those kinds of roads in Canada. You can drive for a long time on an open flat road and see nothing,
That there's a road like that from, I think it's from Toronto to Peterborough. Beautiful road. I forget the number or the name of the road. Beautiful road, but beautiful winding curvy road, like out of a movie, and lights, or no lights for hours and hours. Anyway, just back to the distracted driving. What you mentioned before about how people think that it'll never happen to them, there's almost like a psychological name for that. It's called the better than average syndrome.
Better than average syndrome?
I don't know if that's the exact name, but that's the effect. Basically, most people have this idea that they are better than the average person
Oh,
when it
right.
comes to everything,
The
right?
other person's an idiot, right?
And that's why you get the idea of it'll never happen to me because I'm such a careful driver.
Oh, right.
Oh, and it's I only do it when there's nobody around me, and that's exactly what's going through my head right now. And I do touch my phone, but at the same time, I've tried to guard against that. And the way I have my phone right now is that in Japan, the legal law says you are not allowed to physically touch the phone while the car is moving. Even if you're driving, but the car is parked, you can touch your phone.
If the car is parked, you can or can't
you
touch your phone?
can touch the phone
You
you
can,
are you are allowed to touch the phone if the car is parked, if the car is stopped, as long as the car is not moving.
Well, I don't touch my phone when the car is moving. If I come up to a red light, then I may change a setting, right? Because I play music off my iPod
Me
and
too. Me too.